Ladies and gentlemen, the EPA has approved new Rick Stacy emissions regulations, which will cut down on gases emitted during this sunny update.
Get hot water! Get some disinfectant!
We're going green.
Get some iodine!
Here's Rick Stacy.
Oh, man, I wish we were cutting down on the gases in this studio.
The amount of burps and stuff that happen behind the scenes here is just obscene. These windows need to open.
I wish they could.
You have a medical problem.
I don't know. I'm just gassy.
I need to be studied.
I suppose. All right.
What's going on?
Let's see here. Locally, down in Lakeland, Polk County Sheriff's Office is asking for help identifying a man they describe as one of the snazziest dressed villains in the county.
Really?
Well, he's getting into the Deadpool spirit. I guess at the Cricket Wireless store on Tuesday in Lakeland, deputies got called out there to investigate an overnight burglary. An employee arrived in the morning. He found a broken window, and then he stole some phones. An iPhone XR? Is that a new?
I don't know. I can't keep up.
I was going to say.
Kaylin knows everything.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a new iPhone. Okay. Is that like the iPhone 10? Is that what it's supposed to be?
So it's 10R, so it's like the next step up.
Oh, it's like the 10S, but it's not.
10, okay. God, 10S, I can't keep up.
I know. There's so many of them. they're reviewing the surveillance video, and they see this guy in a Deadpool costume. Like, running around the store trying to grab phones.
He's a genius.
Polk County Sheriff's Office thought it was funny. They put the video on their Facebook page and said, "Whoa, check out this dude's thread. Pretty cool, right?" Anyone with information, please give us a call.
Oh, they didn't catch him?
No, they're
Stop.
Still looking for him.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I respect that. Respect.
You know, it's better than going in there without a mask.
I'm just saying.
Fun costume.
He went the extra mile. Let him keep the phones.
All right, and this lady, this is how it happens. But this almost seems, I'll read you the story. How about that? Orlando firefighters saved this lady's life, essentially. Mm-hmm. Firefighters said people started banging on the doors of Fire Station 1 approximately 11:20 last night. Told firefighters a woman had driven her car down the street on the railroad tracks and got stuck between Pine Street and Central Avenue there.
Is this another? I feel like we've done stories before about people taking a turn down the tracks, and how do you not know? You're like, and you're like, okay, this is where Siri told me to go.
Well, we found out how this lady didn't know. Because she was just trying to cross the street. Firefighters show up. They realize she's got two blown tires. The car's frame is stuck on the track. Like some Final Destination stuff right there.
Get out of the car. And then what if her seatbelt doesn't go and the drain's coming?
They got out there, and a bunch of firefighters are pushing her car off the tracks, because guess why she wasn't?
Why?
Drunk.
Oh, I was going to say, she on meth? All these stories end with meth.
21-year-old Stephanie Pyle was behind the wheel of the car when it got stuck, and they believe she'd been drinking. They're like, how'd you get stuck on the... You know, both your tires are flat, you're stuck on the... She's like, oh, yeah.
I was going to sit here until somebody showed up.
Good thing for some good Samaritans.
I love when you do drunk stork. It's the best.
Sorry.
So, the firefighters pushed her Volkswagen off the tracks, pushed to the side, so she didn't get crushed by an oncoming freight train.
Well, there's the silver lining.
Yeah, so it was a close call, but fire department there, Fire Station 1, and Deputy Fire Chief Rich Wales.
Oh, boy.
Don't get drunk and hang out on the railroad tracks in your car.
But
two blown tires, your car frame is stuck on there?
I don't know how that happened.
Be careful, man. This is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Online grocer Peapod. Well, go figure. That makes sense.
What is it?
They released an annual meal planning forecast.
Yeah.
And apparently 70% of Americans say they would rather eat a homemade meal than go out for dinner.
I'm down with that.
Oh, yeah. No, me too. I had one of those revelations for a while because I used to be that kid that'd be like, yeah, I'll eat at the gas station, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, but my stomach can't handle it anymore.
Right.
Like, that's why when we had the catered thing yesterday.
Right, you were so excited.
Oh, my gosh. I went back for thirds.
Yeah, you're like mashed taters and Brussels sprouts.
Uh-huh. A good home-cooked meal fills you. Whereas, I can eat 5 quarter-pounders and still be hungry because it's not real food.
I just feel like at home, I don't know, I'm Italian, so I grew up with cooking is how you show love for people. So it's like everything's through food. Like events are planned around food. Presents are food. And
that's what I keep trying to tell my girlfriend. She's like, why don't you cook stuff? And I'm like, because you do it better. You make yours with love. I do it just so I don't die. Like, you're making yours because you want me to feel good. I can taste the difference.
That's funny.
You remember that NBA guy, Steve Curry, from the Golden State Warriors?
Yeah.
He's like, I was joking when I said that astronauts didn't really land on the moon.
Oh, yeah. He said the whole landing on the moon thing was a hoax. And then he was like, oh, I'm going to catch some crap for this. Which, you know what? Here's my theory behind all that. Yeah. I think that he knows we landed on the moon. He thinks we landed on the moon. But he wanted to say it to keep him in the news. Oh, guess what Steph Curry said? And then all people are like, oh, Steph Curry. And then you type in Google Steph Curry, and there he is all over the place.
What an idiot. Steph Curry doesn't know what he's talking about.
Yeah.
I think he was trying to do the thing that Shaq did. When Shaq's like, I don't know, I've driven all around the world. Looks flat to me.
Yeah.
He was joking, but he just, I don't know, did it in a different way.
Yeah, just publicity is what I think it was. But,
yeah, NASA's like, all right, fine. You want to come down here? We'll show you the proof. Okay.
Is he going to go?
He's going.
They better film Steph Curry's tour of NASA, because that's something right there.
Yeah, he says, I'm going to educate myself firsthand on everything that NASA has done and shine a light on their tremendous work over the years.
Yeah, he feels like a boob. That's why he's doing
that. Yeah, NASA's like, really?
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, dude.
You dribble a ball and we send shuttles into space.
We're actual rocket scientists.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's like, you should do your homework, understand what you actually believe. For the kids out there that hang on every word we say, it's important to understand that you need to, you know, don't believe it just because somebody says it.
I'm willing to bet his wife, Aisha, probably regulated.
Cracked the whip on that
one? Yeah, she's a smart cookie. She has her own show on Food Network. That's how I know she is. Actually, that's the only reason I know who he is, because he's her husband. But she just had another baby, and she was probably like, get your ass back out there and say you're sorry. Don't make us look stupid.
You get down there to those nice NASA people. You take the tour. The Rick Stacy Morning Show.